Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Marks and Reese, Ike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, I can't hear myself. We're live at Chickies. What's up
there,
everybody?
Johnny Marks?
Well, we got, as you can hear, we're live at Chickies. It's a tournament day. If you're headed down here, wave up to us. We're up in the catwalk.
Hey!
Up top.
Hey! Ho!
Ike's waving, everybody.
Hey!
So that's where we are today. Normally, we sit down in our normal spot. I don't know how to describe it. But today, because of... last year, we were down there, and it was so loud that I think we're up here this year, at least in part because of it.
Oh, yeah. We're normally amongst the people where they can touch us.
And they do from time to time.
Yeah, so many people down here today for obvious reasons with the NCAA tournament kicking off yesterday. It was packed down here yesterday, Friday. Another packed house here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. So we had to be up here on the catwalk. But it's cool, so we can deliver this wonderful show to everyone that's out there listening.
Correct.
Because you still got people in their cars, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're...
Or at their desk.
Unless you're watching the game, I can't imagine that you're, like, really... Like, you're maybe following a little bit what's going on in the tournament. But we'll keep you updated, I guess, we suppose.
You can do that with your damn laptops and your iPhones.
Right, and your Twitter and whatever else. But so today, like, today's show's been brewing for a while with me. Mm-hmm. And it involves Carson Wentz.
Oh.
Yeah, and I guess... Was it earlier this week where I thought I was being positive, John, and I was like, yeah, man, the Eagles should be a Super Bowl contender in 2019,
right,
in large part because of Carson Wentz.
Right.
And I was getting threats. I was getting personal threats and emails, and people are just crushing me on Twitter or whatever else. And so today, Ike, I'll ask you, because you're one of the leaders of the Wentzers. Right?
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
Well, I mean, you do.
I mean, I'm one of the leaders of the Wentz wagon.
Well,
I don't know what a Wentzer is.
It's what I call the Wentz wagon.
Oh.
Is the Wentzers.
Oh.
Because now you're a more aggressive, and you're the Jim Jones of the Wentzers. It's the Kool-Aid that people are out there drinking to where he can't be criticized or even talked about. So today we're going to have an honest discussion about Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
For 2019, what's fair to expect, what's fair to say about him, and also I think a little bit of last year. Because I was one of the early people,
mm-hmm,
that watching the games was like, yeah, is it me, or like, is he just not really playing all that well? And like, is a big reason why we're losing some of these games early in the middle of the season because of Carson Wentz. And people did not want to hear that. People did not want to hear the criticism of Carson Wentz. And I felt like at the time a big reason the Eagles were struggling was because of his play. And the injury definitely was a part of it, a legit part of it. But there was also a mental portion of it that wasn't just physical. And me just saying that and judging a player like I just thought we do in Philadelphia, I was met with resistance that I had never seen before. And I just found it interesting to where now we're even in the offseason and everything happened with Nick Foles, and I'm just trying to talk about my football team, and I think they can get back to the Super Bowl this year, and I'm told I'm not allowed to do that. So as the head of the Wentzers, what are we allowed to say? What's fair to say about Carson?
You're free to say whatever you want to say about Carson.
What's fair?
Well, I mean, listen, everybody has their own opinions, their own expectations, so... It's difficult for me to say what's fair and what's not fair. I can just tell you what I think moving forward. Like, to me, I don't question his ability to play the game of football. I don't question that. So, debating about last year, why they struggled last year, I think that's old hat. Like, going back over that, it's fair to say he wasn't the same player he was in 2017. Now, if you want to say 2017 was a mirage and he's not really that good of a player, then say that. But I think it's – I don't think you're – or anyone else is being unfair if they say, well, he wasn't playing up to the same level he was the year before. I think that was obvious. Now, when you get into why, that's different. And what we deem as an explanation, some will deem as an excuse. So that's where I think the back and forth comes from, and that's where whatever your perception of Carson Wentz is, that's the narrative you're going to follow. You're going to follow him. Like, for those of us who believe in him, for those of us who think he's one of the best young quarterbacks in the league, and we ought to protect him because he deserves that, because of what he's done on the field, what he's sacrificed, putting us in position to help win a Super Bowl, we think he deserves the benefit of the doubt. But then there are some people like yourself who want to, I don't know, raise the expectation for him for some reason and say he's not this or he's not that. So moving forward, you have to ask yourself, what's your perception of Carson Wentz? What do you think he is moving forward? Like that's what you have to ask yourself. There are those of us out there that believe Carson is going to be fine next year. He got a full season, off-season. He's going to be healthy. He's going to get a chance to work out with everybody. We feel like as long as he remains healthy, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Now, what the team does, that's totally different. I don't think the team is good enough to win a Super Bowl right now. I don't. So, you know, unless Howie Roseman continues to add pieces to this team and that changes, until then, I think they can be a very good team. You're always going to be in playoff contention with Carson Wentz as your quarterback. You're always going to get that, and they are next year. But
absolutely,
playoffs and Super Bowl, that's two different things.
You're right. And we've seen a lot of teams with race team. It was a playoff team. We've seen playoff teams. Chip Kelly, playoff team. Late Andy Reid, playoff team. No one really believed that they were Super Bowl teams. Or at least after you were done with it, you're like, yeah, they weren't really good enough to be a Super Bowl team. I don't view the Eagles as that now. I don't view the 2019 Eagles as just a playoff team. Based on what I saw from Carson Wentz in 2017. Now, Ike, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that I feel the same way about Carson now that I did in 2017. In 2017, I thought, and maybe it wasn't a fair expectation, but after 2017, I just thought he was going to, no matter what, with Carson Wentz, you were going to be in the top three discussion, in the top two discussion for the most part in your conference. And then last year, now I'm not sure if he's at that level. Now you're right. He's a playoff quarterback. There's no doubt that Carson Wentz is a playoff-type quarterback, but I think in 2017 I thought more than he was that. And that's just how I feel about Carson. I don't think that I was ever unfair.
Well, he was healthy. He wasn't healthy last year.
I look at the health, and I view that as an excuse more than an explanation.
I know you do.
Yep. That's where we differ.
Well, you have to ask yourself, why do you view that as an excuse as opposed to an explanation? If a guy is coming off a reconstructive knee surgery, that's a plausible explanation considering he did it in 9 months. Like, that's not an excuse.
So
that's not an excuse.
If for someone that felt like that and said, well, no, there's a reason why he struggled in 2018, and that's why he'll be back to his 2017 ways
right
this year, then I don't know how thinking the Eagles should be with the Rams and with the Saints in the NFC is a team that should be making it to the Super Bowl.
Because in 2017, it was a better team.
Maybe, but not by that much. Not by that much. You can say that parts of this team may even be better than the 2017 team. The wide receivers may be better than 2017. This is how we want to start off.
They may be.
Let's have a...
They may be. Is Nelson getting me 8 touchdowns next year and 800 yards? Is that what he's doing next year?
But you have Deshaun that's probably going to do more than Torrey Smith and then some. You have Dallas Goedert that's going to be doing more than Nelson's going to do this year.
Than Trey Burton did?
Well, Trey Burton had 5 touchdowns that year.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. He also he didn't have 800 yards. He had 500 yards. It was a big piece.
They had 3 receivers with 8 touchdowns. They had 1 this year. Zach Ertz.
Well, how many?
In 2017, Alshon had eight, Nelson had eight, and Zach Ertz had eight.
And why was that? The quarterback was playing at a high level.
Yeah, he was healthy.
So that's my point. It's not about the team was so much better in 2017. It was the quarterback was playing at a higher level.
They had a running game.
They did.
They had the best defensive line in football.
They can still get a good running game this year.
They had the best defensive line in football.
There's no reason.
You just want to ignore those things. A running game, the best defensive line in football, a completely healthy secondary.
But Ike, they can have a running game this year. We're acting like that they can't sign somebody.
You're saying they can have a running game. Okay. They had a running game this past year. It just wasn't as good as the one in 2017.
But 2017, they had a running game after they were desperate enough to trade for Jay Ajayi. Things happened in the middle of the season where Howie made the team better. So if that happened in 2017.
But you're assuming that's going to happen now.
It better. Well, all right. If he doesn't add a running back, Ike, this conversation we're having about 2019, I'm gonna feel very differently about it.
John, you keep saying if he doesn't add a running back. No, if he doesn't add a running back good as LeGarrette Blount or Jay Ajayi. Like, just putting a body there doesn't make you a Super Bowl team. It's the level of talent that's there. LeGarrette Blount was coming off having 18 touchdowns.
They're both B-level running backs at best.
When they acquired those guys, that's where they were.
888-729-9494.
I mean, that's fairly obvious.
Marks and Reese, fair and honest discussion.
Secondary was better. Jalen Mills was healthy.
On Carson Wentz, I believe this team is very much, Brandon, very much comparable to 2017. It's about what level the quarterback is playing. They got great quarterback playing in 2017. That was the difference. 888-729-9494.
Well, how did they win the Super Bowl when he went down?
How was the quarterback play?
The team was good. Yeah, how was the quarterback play? How was it?
Excellent.
What, for two games?
Oh, okay. Two of the three games in the playoffs? Yeah, the quarterback play was excellent.
Two of the five games that Wentz didn't play.
Two of the five games
he didn't play, the quarterback play was good. The other three games, the quarterback play was barely average.
I am blown away. I'm literally blown away that this isn't looked at it as being a sound and just regular statement. Quarterback play was the difference between last year and 2017. The team wasn't as good, sure, but the quarterback wasn't as good
because he was injured.
That's fine. So if he plays like he did in 2017, if he raises his play in 2019, this is a Super Bowl team. It should be looked at as a Super Bowl team. And I say that, and people say no because you're putting too much pressure on Carson.
No, because the team isn't good enough.
I totally disagree.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.